Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hello. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Chewbacca.
Chewbacca. Can you hear the noise? The Chewbacca noise?
I think that's
a deaf person.
I can't do it.
This is episode 623. We are recording out of Chicago, Illinois, the Rogers Park area. And we were just discussing how hard it was to only do a 15-minute show. That was seriously really hard.
That was really hard.
And like we could have talked like 25 more minutes about Amy Winehouse.
Oh my God, totally.
But we need to like test ourselves. We need to
just
try something new. Put ourselves outside of the shell. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
What did they say? Try something that scares you every day of your life.
Yeah,
That scared me because I've never talked less than 15 minutes on a show. I think even the crying episode was longer than 15 minutes. And I cried during the whole episode.
Stupid.
when Cedric and I broke up. Oh, God, it was awful. Anyway, it sounds horrible. When I go back and listen, I'm like, oh, fucking stupid. But
you're like, damn, what a fool I am.
Oh, I was so stupid.
Okay, anyways.
So we just finished talking about Amy Winehouse. We have something like completely different to talk about.
Completely different to talk about.
And go, Roger.
The subject that we're going to talk about today is Ariana Grande Latte. Is she related to Taylor the Latte Boy?
Probably so.
Because he is Italian, isn't he?
And he likes to lick donuts, too.
Oh, I'm sure he loves to lick that Cuban donut.
Ew.
I mean, you know, donut.
Yeah. You know what? Remember when you say there's a line,
you know,
and I cross it a lot? You, like, literally went 90 miles to Cuba with that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know that when he's doing it, like, you know that Babalu is going, wepa, 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 wepa.
Oh, and I don't
we love them.
Think about that.
I can't wait to see him in Vegas. I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah, Pride 48, you guys. Make sure you're going to come. It's the last weekend of August. That you can still get a room. You can still get plane tickets. Do it. It's a lot of fun. You meet a lot of fun people.
I don't know if it's a lot of fun.
You drink a lot.
But, you know, it is what it is.
So, what is today's subject is Ariana Grande Latte. And what has happened?
Well, first of all, she made... Okay. So, there was a video released by a donut shop that...
Was it her or a customer?
What do you mean?
Like, if the donut person...
The donut shop worker. I think it was the video camera in the donut shop that caught all this.
Sound too,
I guess. Oh, I didn't know. I didn't hear the sound.
There's sound.
Oh,
that's how
she saying anything. Oh no, that's right. That's right. Because that's what she said, that she hated America.
Right, and everybody jumped on that right now because everybody's patriotic because of gay marriage.
No, because of the Confederate flag.
Yeah, that too.
Right. So, anyway. She, I guess, was heard saying that sometimes she hated America because something about like the food and like there's obesity and like.
Well, she didn't even say that in the video. That's what she came with out later.
Right, because she said that the conversation that she was having with her friend was taken out of context because prior to her making the comment about how she sometimes hated America was what preluded the comment. So, how old is she?
I think she's 19, 20, maybe.
Okay, let me look this up because I don't want to be an ageist.
Right. Well, but she had this conversation and then she licked donuts that were on the show.
Bro, she is from Boca Raton.
Florida, spoiled. How old is she?
Fucking goddamn. Hold on.
She's like 19, I think. Something like really young.
Yeah, she's probably fucking young and stupid.
And rich.
She's 22.
Oh.
There's an apparent explanation as to why she licked a donut.
Okay.
Go ahead. Keep going.
So anyway, she licked these donuts, but did not pay for the merchandise. And her friend, I guess, was getting food, and she just continued to lick the donuts on the shelf. And then she was like, "Oh, fuck!" And the employee brought out a new pan of donuts, and they laid it down. And that's when she's like, "Oh, fuck! I hate America.
Yes,
I hate Americans." And then, you know, conservatives, they jumped right up on that and was like, "Oh, she's unpatriotic. She is not American. Well, she's from Florida, so." That tells you a little bit of what's happening, what's going on. So what do you have?
She doesn't explain it. All it says is seeing a video of yourself behaving poorly that you have no idea was taken is such a rude awakening that you don't know what to do. I was so disgusted with myself. She said, not here to make any excuses to justify my behavior because I can't. I'm just here to apologize. That's what she said. In the video originally released by TMZ, the 22-year-old celebrity seems to stealthily touch the donuts with her tongue before jumping up and down laughing. Then when an employee approaches with a tray full of donuts, the singer turns to a male companion and says loudly, "What the fuck is that? I hate Americans. I hate America." Now authorities are investigating, according to a statement by the Lake Elsinore Police Department. The singer tweeted an apology, blah, blah, blah. "I'm extremely proud to be an apparent American, blah, blah, blah." So, and she basically asked for forgiveness.
Do we forgive her?
No. not because I don't care. Like, as an American, you have the right to say whatever you want to say. If you hate America, cool, whatever. You know, sometimes I hate America. And it's fine. I'm an American. I can do that. I have that right to say that. So that to me is not so much the issue. People will make it the issue. What I had an issue with is you're a celebrity. Why are you behaving in this manner? When you know that anytime you're a celebrity, you have to live your life as if the walls have eyes and ears. In any place
like us, born. I mean, it is so hard right now. We are so paranoid that someone's watching us.
It's like we're high or something. But yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, I don't understand how these celebrities can get away with.
I didn't know there was a camera.
Right.
It's a security camera. Ooh. Everywhere people go, there's cameras now. There's no such thing as privacy.
And you know, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, I mean, licking donuts, it's childish. It's childish. It's stupid. It's very juvenile. Fine. Whatever. You know, but at least be like, you know what? We're going to take these.
Yeah. Let me pay for them.
And, you know, and then maybe hand them out to the homeless people or something, or throw them away. But don't.
Do you think a homeless person would be like, "Oh my God, I just ate a donut that's been licked by Ariana Grande latte"?
Well, they wouldn't have known it was licked by her. Or touch her tongue touch. Because apparently.
Well, afterwards.
It was stealth.
Oh, it was real stealth.
Yeah, it was like.
It's like us when we try to lick pussy.
Gross. Like, that's where like So what I think of her is, who cares? Why is this big news? Like, that's what I don't understand. That this is going back to the whole Amy Winehouse thing, not to bring it in on, but that's the one thing that it bothers me so much about we as consumers and our consumption of media is that we gravitate to stupid shit.
Oh my God, we're totally doing what we said people shouldn't do.
What?
And we don't know the whole story. She could have been high. She could have been hungry. She could have been... like, maybe really, she's like... she's allergic to gluten.
Is there... So she's going to go lick donuts that she doesn't buy?
Right. I mean, maybe that's, you know, that's her thing. She says, I can only have a little bit of sugar.
And you know what? This is what makes it worse. What makes it worse
maybe
is
maybe she has an insulin pump.
She should consult Mike Lawson then.
Right.
But this is what really sort of... like, I think if you're going to do something as stupid as that... One, if I was a PR person, I'd be like, you need to be aware at all times that there's going to be a camera or a picture or a recording of some sort that's going to catch you doing something stupid. Mm-hmm. And you better hope to God that if they catch you doing something stupid, that the stupidity is not severe.
Right.
Because you're going to be hung in the fucking trials of media.
And Twitter.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Twitter is where it's at. Like, if it happens, it's always on Twitter first.
I mean, TMZ is on that shit.
How do they get all that stuff?
Because people know that they're going to pay for this shit.
Oh, they do pay for it.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing that just pisses me off about this whole consumption of media, is because it's like, we as dum-dums will go and pick up a Us Weekly or a People magazine, or we'll turn on to TMZ, or we'll go to PerezHilton.com, or we do all this stuff to consume, because we treat these entertainers like animals at a zoo. We want to see.
We want to look at them.
We want to look at them because their lives are so fabulous, you know?
You know, what, one thing that was crazy, going back to the Amy Winehouse thing, mm-hmm. wasn't it crazy how she was trying to get into her house and people were hugging her and, like, touching her? Did you see that?
Yeah,
like, she did not have the security.
Right fucking now, that is by far, when I become famous, that's the one thing that I will, it'll freak me out. Just seeing her walking from the car with all the paparazzi, like, just flashing.
She was hugging the people.
And she's like, people are grabbing and pulling her. I could never do that. Like, you need to fucking ride me in the Pope Mobile all the way to my door.
The Pope Mobile.
Right.
I need to be able to open a chariot like they did Mariah in Vegas.
Laying. I need to literally.
Feed me grapes.
Need to open my door and open the door to my house.
Her house was like literally on the street.
Like, yeah, because they don't have, like, in London, it's, in England, they don't have houses with, like, these huge yards when it's in the city. Like, if you notice, most of the flats in the area, that's all there was. It was the sidewalk, maybe like a 2 foot yard and the house.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana Grande should have immediately apologized, not waited, immediately apologized. Two, she should have explained what happened to the donuts, because that's what I'm curious about.
Right. She actually should have bought the donuts.
I think more
people are pissed about that than I hate America.
Right, exactly. I think I would have been more, I am more concerned
because
with the donuts.
Regular people don't fucking do that.
No, I think teenagers will do that. But see, the thing is that teenagers, that's the thing, is that it's teenagers, so it's
not,
like,
a teenager.
No, I understand. But I'm saying, like, kids will do this out of just, like, oh, let's be stupid and do something like that. And they'll never get caught, or they don't get followed around with cameras and whatever, and it's no big deal.
No, they get arrested.
If they get caught. So I don't necessarily have an issue with her actually licking the donuts. I have an issue with what happened afterwards.
Like, were they resold?
Did they do anything? Did she tell them and then they threw them away? Did she pay for them and never said anything?
I wonder if they set her up. It could be a thing where they set her up. Like, lick this donut.
Oh my God. Like the Paris Hilton video of her in the airplane.
In the plane. Which cracked me up.
Fucking scary. Anyway,
Tony said if they really did that to her, that's super mean.
Totally mean.
I mean, if that would have been real.
I don't care how douchey she is. Whatever.
She was in on it, though. But
do you think so?
Yeah, she pretty much admitted it, that she was in on it. They paid her $1 million to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, see, now that has awfold.
But that was like
fucking scary.
If you guys haven't seen it, just YouTube it. Paris Hilton in
airplane
accident or whatever. Because, I mean, she acted pretty good, and if she knew about it.
Well, she was the first to go in her in that horror movie that she played in.
House of Wax.
Oh, she got stabbed, and everybody in the theater was like, yes! People in the studio, in the fucking movie theater, were still like, oh my God, that's hot.
I have to say this, but I kind of secretly loved her back in the day.
Oh my God.
Like,
she was a train wreck before train wreck was popular. Her and Nicole Richie.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. I mean, Nicole Richie is like comedic genius.
What's Walmart? Is it, they sell like walls there?
Is it a mart of walls?
What is that big hole in the ground? It's a well. What does it do?
Do you realize that was like acted up? Like, that's not really they are in real life. I just love Nicole. The one episode that I did watch was the one where they went to go in the farm with the cows. God.
And she about fell out on the floor.
I couldn't do it. Like, I just was laughing.
All right, you guys, we're at last 15 seconds. We're going to make this 15 minutes. This is Ricky.
This is Roger.
Have a great week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/Foul Monkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, Fullerton, or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.